The New York Times recently reported on an emerging truth among Christians. Correspondent Ruth Graham writes, "For the first time in modern American history, young men are now more religious than their female peers. They attend services more often and are more likely to identify as religious. This dynamic applies only to Christians who are part of Generation Z. Gen Z currently encompasses ages 12 to 27. A survey of over 5,000 Americans done last year by the Survey Center on American Life at the American Enterprise Institute found that in every other demographic, men were more likely than women to describe themselves as religiously unaffiliated. But, the study shows, within Gen Z, the opposite is the case. As the Times' Ruth Graham puts it, the men are staying in church, while the women are leaving at a remarkable clip. A recent Wall Street Journal article outlined the metrics in which young men keep falling behind their female peers. Fewer are attending college, fewer are employed. Fewer are looking for work or obtaining workforce training. Fewer feel needed. More report being lonely, more commit suicide. One reason more young men are in church may be that many churches are intentionally speaking to these trends. New York Times columnist Russ Douthat writes, "It may be, then, that churches that seem like home to young men are particularly well-positioned to do that kind of work, stabilizing and elevating men who are currently adrift and making them more appealing as potential spouses than any currently available force in either normie or very online culture." The AEI survey shows 61% of Gen Z women identify as feminist. Perhaps they're not as on board with this macho Christianity. Mary Harrington, author of Feminism Against Progress, coined the term and says young men are attracted to a Christianity that is prepared to fight, to struggle, to refuse therapeutic winsomeness. Hopefully, these guys will invite the girls back to church. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.